Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And we have
one vacancy.
One vacancy, and we have two applicants for that.
That is correct.
And that is to finish out this term?
Yes, to finish out the term.
Which would be
3/12/31/25.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Today's the 11th.
December 11th, 2023.
I move to appoint Michelle Cole to finish the term that will end in 12/31/25, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you both. The next board we have is our Planning and Zoning Board. There is only one seat open on that at this time. We have received applicant from our current member of the Planning Commission wishing to reapply. The second application in your packet there is also another board member that I think didn't realize that their term was not up.
Okay. So we have one for the Scott Township.
Correct.
Is he Scott? He didn't put his township down.
Yes, that's what it has him listed as.
Oh.
On your front page to the far right, down in the column, it's highlighted.
Okay, thank you. So we just have one applicant from Scott Township. We have two applicants from Scott Township then.
No.
I only see one from the Scott, unless you have a different application than I've got.
I have one from Scott Township.
Okay. What is he
there? Who's he?
Mr. Hayes?
I think he's down in...
Isn't he in the Bridgeville area?
Yeah, he'd be in the Oliver Township.
Okay. Okay. Then I move to appoint Howard Kitchen for a 4-year term in January 1st, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next board we have is our IDA, Industrial Development Authority Board. We have two positions and we have received applications from two of our current board members at this time, along with there is another application in there as well.
And look on you. The qualifications and the one application and the service is pretty outstanding and it's diversified. And it would serve the area of Taney County. More diversified.
I'm thinking to encourage him for a different board. I mean, this one meets one time a year.
Yes.
And I don't think we have anything currently going for the IDA, do we?
They met in October, so it'll be nothing until next October.
As any projects would develop or something.
Right.
What does develop that?
What's under Scott Scoglin says expires 12/31. Has he been reappointed, or do you know?
No, that has been left a vacancy, to my knowledge, to keep an odd number board.
Is that by? We want to discuss this. We want to look into it more to kind of find out what the reasons are. Because I don't think they actually vote on anything to where you need an odd board. But I could be wrong. And if statutorily, is it supposed to be even? If it's a six-member board by statute,
then it needs to be.
Do we want to put all three on there is what I'm asking. If we have three.
You know, I didn't look up the statutory requirements on why it was a six-member board. I know Scott has said, our attorney has advised, in another board, so you never have a split vote. You don't have a 3-3. You keep an odd member.
Maybe that the chair is the tiebreaker, too, though. I don't know. I'd have to look at the statutes.
I haven't.
So do we want to look that up and then make the appointment, or do we want to?
And we can. We can roll this. We can move.
Next.
Yeah, we can put the IDA on next week's. I was just trying to, with all the appointments and all the different boards we have, trying to get some of them taken care of this week. So, yes, we can table the Industrial Development Authority Board. We will make appointments after discussion next week.
That gives time to look at the statute and see.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Ms. Nikki, she's not made it up yet. So, are you both comfortable if we move back up the agenda, or do you want to continue on down and then give a little more time?
So, purchasing reached out to me. Just said that.
Actually, the two bids we've went over, so I don't have any problems.
Yeah, so that's what she says. Okay. Do you need me to come up and handle it, or can you guys do it?
Okay. I don't think
I'm
so.
Fine with that.
Okay, so before we get too far down the agenda, let's go ahead and move back up, and we're going to go for bid recommendation 202-311-542 HVAC services for the Judicial Center and Jail Facility.
Do you want me just to read what they typically read?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, please.
So on Wednesday, December 6, 2023, the bid process resulted in one vendor response, which was opened in the purchasing office with the assistance of Nick Plummer, presiding commissioner, and Scott Turpiny, buildings and ground supervisor, publicly. After opening, the only response received, a decision was made to allow time for a thorough review of said information. Agenda requests have been made and approved to deliver a formal recommendation for award to the Taney County Commission on Monday, December 11, 2023. After a complete and thorough review of the above response by Buildings and Grounds, we offer the following results with recommendation for award. Virtually all pricing remained the same from 2018, excluding quarterly preventive maintenance, which increases $3,350. Ms. Nikki?
Yes?
I'm acting like I'm you. Do you want to continue, or do you want me to keep going? All right. It was expected that there would be an increase due to inflation across the nation. Straight services increased $30 an hour, and after hours went up $45 an hour. Our recommendation is to continue with temperature control of Springfield, Missouri, and ask for a motion to vote from the Taney County Commission to award as such. Signed, Nikki Lawrence, Director of Purchasing.
Is there any questions or discussion on the bid result?
Move to award bid number RFB 202-311-542 to Temperature Control of Springfield, Missouri.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our bid recommendation 202-311-543, Newspaper Publication Services. Do you want to read that one through, Ms. Nikki Lawrence?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, ma'am?
Good. We are here on RFB
SB202311-543, which is newspaper services. We received one bid. That was from Springfield News Leader, but due to not adhering to Section 1 requirements, they were disqualified. So I'm requesting that we go out to bid again. So reject Springfield News Leader's bid and rebid.
Okay.
Any questions?
Questions?
Okay. Move to reject all bid responses for RFB number 202311-543 and go back out for bid due to disqualified, due to only bidder being disqualified for not adhering to the bidding requirements.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next order of business is right-of-way, Jones Road. With us, we have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. The right-of-way, would be the new entrance to Jones Road coming off the roundabout in the 86 Highway Project. Being the entryway we currently have, will be an exit only when the project is complete.
So this is for us to take that in?
Yes.
You're fine with all the design, everything's good to our specifications?
I am
meets
now.
Meets our county road standards?
Yeah, I am now after they improved the curve. Wow. First, they had it too sharp.
It looks like they've widened that out a substantial amount there and give more room for that.
That's what I had them do, primarily for trailers and such.
You guys have any other questions?
No.
So we're approving the grant of perpetual easement, is that right?
Correct.
Move to approve the grant of perpetual easement for public road right-of-way lying between RRE Investments LLC and Taney County.
A second with question.
I have a second with discussion or question.
Who actually owns that road then?
The one you're approving?
Uh-huh.
It would be county maintenance. That part
it's county maintained, but we approved a grant and a perpetual easement.
Yeah, that would be our right-of-way.
It's our right-of-way. We own the road?
We will after everything's approved.
We'll get a deed to it.
That portion of it, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on our agenda, we have our monthly budget report. With us, we have our auditor, Mr. David Clark.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Sir.
Good morning.
I've got the monthly budget report for the end of November. I've got the GCR fund balance at $12,443,080. Road and Bridge CART fund is at $2,480,035. Road and Bridge Trust Fund is at $17,119,469. The transfer station is at $2,346,549.